When the Torah finally introduced us to the genealogy of Moshe Rabbeinu, it actually first goes through the lines of Reuven and Shimon before finally getting to Levi. It says, "Ela Roshei Beit Avotam Bnei Reuven B'chor Yisrael Chanachu Falu Chasonu Karmi Ela Mishpachot Reuven." Rashi comments and says, "Mitoch Shehuskak Liachet Shivto Shel Levi Ad Moshe VeAaron B'Shul Moshe VeAaron Itchil Yachasam Derech Todotam Me Reuven." Because the Torah wants to go through the entire lineage of Moshe Rabbeinu, starting from Levi, so the Torah first mentions the lineages of Reuven and Shimon before it gets to Levi. Rashi gives a second understanding according to the Midrash. "Upsikta Rabati Reiti Lefisha Kintram Yaakov Avinu Lishlosha Shvatim Alado Bishat Moto Chazar Katov V'Yichasam Kan Levadam Lomar Shechashuvim Hem." Because the Midrash says, because Yaakov Avinu had bad things to say about these first three Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, when he was giving out the brachot, so over here the Torah wants to give them a little bit of credit and say that they were still part of the Shvatim and they were still great and Chashuvim. The first half of Rashi, a little bit more famous, that the Torah wants to go through the lineages as it's going through Moshe, and so it starts with Reuven. It's interesting that some of them are Farshei Rashi, so they wonder and understand, if it wants to go through the lineage of Moshe, then why not just start with Levi? Why start with Reuven? So there are two classes of answers. The Maharal and many others, like the Barbanel and the Kiyakar, they say that the reason it starts from Reuven is to show that actually it wasn't as if Levi was getting special treatment, as if it was automatic there was going to be Levi, but actually Hashem was looking through the lineages, looking through the descendants of Reuven and Shimon, looking for the Goel, looking for the person who's going to lead Bnei Israel out of Mitzrayim. Which is to say that it's not about Yichus, it's not about where you come from, but rather it's about the merits that you have and the actual qualities that you develop. And so he was actually searching for the Moshe and only found it when he went through and found Moshe himself. But anybody could have been the Goel. Another answer the Ramban gives is actually that if he had started with Levi, then it would have looked as if Reuven was being overlooked and was no longer the Bechor, that Levi was now the Bechor. So Hashem Dafka in the Torah went through Reuven and Shimon to show that, no, there is a Reuven, there is a Shimon, and when we get to Levi, that's where Moshe is. But Reuven remains the Bechor. Yom Tov.